This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value.
Circumstances on the ground.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Do you agree that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russia disinformation?
Now you're asking about an ongoing investigation that I expect our folks to pursue aggressively, and I can't comment on that.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Okay, and you possess the laptop, right?
Again, I can't discuss that.
You can or you won't?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
They are concerned. They are confused. When you look at a map, which I have here somewhere.
I'm going to give you some direction. Give me the map, Scott. Give me the map, Scott!
Yeah, credit card rates have really spiked this year. That credit card debt has jumped about 13% for the second quarter. Jake, that is the highest yearly jump in about 20 years.
Sure, I'll just put it on my credit card. I'm never going to pay it back anyway.
Because I have $30,000 in credit card debt. Credit card debt.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Due to popular demand, there's one final question from the texters about to the Magic 8 Ball. Will the Orange Line be open on September 19th? Reply hazy. Try again. We'll be back with this later on. The Magic 8 Balls doesn't, you know, He can't give you a definitive answer every time. 844-500-4242. The campaign to get the 40,000 plus needed signatures to put a question, a referendum question onto the ballot in November continues. The referendum question is, should illegal aliens be allowed to get driver's licenses in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? And the Republican Party is leading the charge to get the signatures, and we're working hard at it. A lot of people are working hard at it, and it takes a lot of – we got to get 40,000-plus certified signatures by turned into the cities and towns by August 24th. So that's now less than 3 weeks away. We got three weekends left, and a lot of places you can sign at during the weekdays as well. And there's been a problem, however, with unhinged moonbats trying to disrupt the collection of the signatures outside various public places like supermarkets, dumps, etc. And so today, the Republican Party, Jim Lyons, the state GOP chairman, went into court today seeking a temporary restraining order against, among others, Senator Jamie Eldridge of Acton and Jonathan Paz, who's a city councilor in Waltham, who they've been trying to disrupt the efforts, the signature efforts. Joining us now to tell us how the court appearance went is Jim Lyons, the state GOP chairman. Jim, are you there?
I am.
What happened? Yeah, what happened, Jim?
So the hearing is been rescheduled till tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But, you know, the good news is I think that the judge was very attentive to what we were trying to do, and I wanted to give the other parties an opportunity to respond. So it's scheduled for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and, you know, we believe based on the ongoing organized effort to interfere and coerce people not to sign, that, you know, the judge will look at that and they'll make a decision in the morning. So, you know, you described it as moon bats. Well, Jamie Eldridge is the leading moon bat, and his cohort there, Jonathan Paz, actually is following around the district, Anthony Christakis, who's running against Eldridge and intimidating him every place that he goes. So it's just really become this organized effort to interfere and to coerce, not only to interfere with our people that want to sign and the people that are collecting, but also now with our candidates. So
So did the judge hear your oral arguments today and just say, I want to give a chance to allow the senator and the city councilor and the other people that are to be enjoined to respond? Is that the way it worked?
No, I think what happened was that the judge got all the pleadings from us, and then the other side requested some time to respond. It was, you know, a motion that was filed today, and I think the judge is being very fair about giving them an opportunity to come in tomorrow and explain why that they're actually interfering with what we're doing. So it's 10 o'clock tomorrow. We're hopeful that the judge will rule on it sometime during the day tomorrow.
Who's the judge?
I don't know, to be honest, Howie.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, whoever it is. Has Amara Healy filed an amicus brief supporting the rule of law in Massachusetts? One of the texters wants to know. I don't think you need the magic eight ball to answer that question, though, do you?
No. I mean, not only is Amara Healy not, you know, supporting us, she's outwardly now aggressively defending her lack of action to protect law-abiding citizens. Her behavior in this particular case, both at the state level and the federal level, really questions her ability to make any decisions other than for the people that support her, the radical left. So it really is, we're seeing firsthand just how political this attorney general has been, not only in this case, but also in her behavior to file a lawsuit against Dean Tran. It's just remarkable that she can do the things that she does.
So I just got a text from Ernie's service station, which is at 163 Salem Street in Woburn. Hey there, just dropped off another batch of signed petitions at Jim Lyon's office. Your office is in Woburn, so he just goes around the corner, I guess. Please let people know we have blank petitions to give out, and we are still collecting signatures Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. down here at Ernie's service station, again, 163 Salem Street in Woburn. There are all kinds of places people can go, Jim. Tell people where they can find out where to go to sign.
So the first thing they should do is go to our website, you know, fairandsecure.ma. And they also...
No, Fair and Secure really, MA. Fair and Secure MA.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Harry. Sorry, Howie. The other thing that we're really encouraging people to do, though, is to send an email to jm@massgop.com. We will send you out sheets, and then we're asking you to get 5 or 10 signatures and send them back. There's an address right on the petition form. We're getting a real influx of requests for that, and the fact that people are doing that is energizing this movement all across the state. So that's jm@massgop.com. It really is working. We need everybody. There are 3 weeks to go. We clearly have a shot at getting this on the ballot, but we do need everyone to continue their efforts, not to let up. We still need signatures. We need to get the certification rates. You know, who knows what's going to happen as we get close. These Democrats on the left are particularly clever as to how to prevent things from happening. So we really want to keep the energy level up.
And we had someone collecting signatures in our office, and I noticed someone had signed with a green pen. And I believe that's verboten. I think you have to use black or blue, right?
That's correct. Black or blue, no question.
Yeah,
about
don't get any of these crazy pens. You know, get one from your 8-year-old daughter. You know, who likes to
no orange pens.
Right. No orange line, no orange pens. So this is the thing. So you know, the thing is, we can't let them get away with intimidating us either. This is, you know, they're trying to energize their Moonbat supporters to violate our First Amendment rights. But this is all the more reason for us to go forward and get this onto the ballot to show them that they can't they can't use these fascist tactics to upend the democratic processes.
So we have two things. One, we get it on the ballot. And then we pass, you know, we overturn this law in November, and then let the legal process play out and let these criminals who are basically interfering criminally with our rights be prosecuted. And we'll hold the attorney general and these elected officials liable for what they've tried to do. I mean, they have put people in fear to go out on a street corner in front of a supermarket. It's real limited, though, now. It looks like it's getting down to the real thugs, the Jamie Eldridges and the Jonathan Paz of the world. We're seeing the type of protests really slow down in other parts of the state. But Jamie is, he gets up in the morning I think he really believes that the rule of law doesn't exist for people like him and his people on the left.
Yeah. So tomorrow it'll be in court. Where is it going to be in court? In Woburn?
I believe it's going to be in Woburn. And we're hopeful that, we get to make our arguments and we get a ruling that gives us the type of protection so that these folks can't interfere with us in the last 3 weeks.
By the way, you've now started posting who's collecting the signatures, especially among the candidates. Where can people see who's collecting and who's not collecting?
Go to the Mass GOP website. There's a site up there. We've got copies of all the people that have been collecting, all the statewide, the congressional candidates, state rep candidates, state committee members. We've got some candidates that are really doing a remarkable job out there for us. We're very grateful for that. But the thing I want everyone to understand, people might not have the time. Getting 5 to 10 signatures is very, very helpful to the cause. We're building a team. We're building a group of people that are committed to not only get it on the ballot, but also passing it in November.
All right. So, where can people see who's collecting the signatures and who's not collecting the signatures? What's the
at the Mass GOP website?
What is that? What's the address?
MassGOP.com.
Mass or MA dot com.
Mass.
MassGOP.com. And if you want to get those petitions, go to write to JM@MassGOP.com. And Jim, I have a couple of hats that were given to me up in Maine by one of our potential advertisers. It says NA on it. It's I forget what the company is, but it's NA. And I'm gonna donate those two hats to you. And you can give them to the two elected legislators. Or I think there's going to be more than two. You'll have to raffle it off that don't do anything. So they're on the website as NA, not applicable.
Exactly. So exactly right. Since they got out of session, though, I've definitely heard from a large number of the elected officials. They're out there collecting signatures. So we'll see at the end of the day the kind of commitment that we get from people. But there are so many good people out there working hard. We really want to congratulate them, and we want to urge everyone to get involved. This is a fight that belongs to all the people of Massachusetts, all the people that understand that the radical left is simply out of control. Driver's licenses for illegals, which, as you know, when you go to the registry of motor vehicles, you have to tell them that you don't want to vote. How many people that are getting these licenses are going to say that, Howie?
I know, and they put in an amendment, the Republicans, to stop it, and they didn't. They cut it down. The Democrats said, no, we're not going to we're not going to allow that amendment to make sure that the illegal aliens don't get automatically have their information sent over to the city or town clerk. Thanks, Jim Lyons. And so we'll be checking in tomorrow, and we'll update you tomorrow night on how this court hearing goes tomorrow in Woburn. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of the traditional flowers or candy, which the mailroom manager wanted to send him, he asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier, which he'd been hearing me talk about for a long time now on the air. Have you thought about buying someone the Thunderstorm air purifier as a gift? I can assure you that's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is the United States still a first world nation?
No.
62% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. 508, do you need a separate sheet for each town? Yes, you do. Yes, it's just got you got signatures. We're in Needham right now. We'd get them for Needham, for Wellesley, a different sheet for Wellesley, a different sheet for Newton, a different sheet for Dedham. You know, you got a different, every town has to have its own sheet. You can't mix and match. How many signatures do they have there? They're doing well, but you know, you never really know because they got to be certified by the cities and towns. So we just have to keep going full speed until the deadline. How can the sheets be copied and distributed? You can download them from fairandsecurema.com, or you can just go to email jm@massgop.com, and he'll send you some sheets, and that may be the easiest way to do it, because it's you got to have the sheets printed on both sides. 781, hey, it's Justin at Boyle's Body Work in Arlington. They were one of the first private businesses to get involved in this. We're plugging away with steady signers, but would love to pick up the pace. We're running out of time. Let's get this done. Justin, you're doing a great job. And if you're in the Arlington, Cambridge area, there aren't as many places to sign as in other parts of the state as you might expect. And this is one of the places you can do it. So go to Boyle's Body Work in Arlington, and they're open all day, every day, including Saturdays, except for only day they're not open is Sundays. So you can go down there anytime and sign. And there are plenty of other liquor stores and body shops, gun shops. Cape Gun Works is open every day. And it's just it's a good campaign, and everybody is everybody's good, in a good mood, and except for the moon bats, who are, you know, very angry, of course. 978 got 129 certified in Sterling so far. That's good. That's a good number. If we could get 129 in every city and town the size of Sterling, would be in real good shape. I think we're in good shape, but we got to keep going. Got to keep going hard. 844-500-4242. If you want to call and talk about this, we can do so, or we can talk about other matters. I want to play some cuts from the 80-year-old guy in California who shot the arm off mask.
He de-armed an armed robber.
he didn't disarm him. He unarmed him. he unarmed the armed robber. We'll get to him in a moment, though. He was great. And he's the same age as Brandon. And tell me who's a little sharper. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, Howie. And regarding the licenses for Massachusetts, I think that blind people and Democrats should be allowed to have licenses because they operate off the same handicap anyway. But I wanted to have a shout-out to Brittany Griner, and I wonder if she now prefers the Russian national anthem over the Star-Spangled Banner. I mean, I wanted to make an exchange of Barack Hussein, and I know LeBron James, and I know you don't like Edward Snowden. But he uncovered a surveillance of the American citizen he's an American hero. And I know I've a while back you nixed him.
I know. Well, you know, I'm with you though on Brittany Griner, though. I don't think she'd learn anything. I she's not going to be like one of those medical students in Grenada back when Reagan was president. They got back to the U.S. and they were kissing the tarmac. You're not going to see any of that from her, are you, Jay? Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And you must remember, as a wife has told me, she's in a prison where most of the people can't even talk English. She can't even communicate with the people that run the prison.
That's Al Sharpton talking about Brittany Griner. They're in a prison. She's in a prison in Russia, and most of the people can't talk English. Go figure. Who could have
been locking up my toothpaste?
Yeah. Resist we much, as he says. Resist we much. 844-500-4242. By the way, Rambo says, if anyone needs a blank or two, I'll have a pile of blanks with me down at the Big Y in Southampton for the next three Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Andy at Superior Automotive in Reading, they've been getting a ton of signatures too. Still taking on signatures every day. I have a couple of dozens of the signature sheets printed if anyone needs to pick up a couple. My address is on the Fair and Secure MA website. Yeah. When we're done collecting signatures, asked 508, do we turn in the papers to the town clerk ourselves or turn them into the group to handle? Theoretically, I think you could turn them in to the town clerk, but I think they would like to get them all in a, have one or two people take them in to be witnesses that they're turned over and have a count so that none of the signatures can go missing. I'm not saying that the town clerks are dishonest. Most of them are pretty decent, but you know, there could be one or two bad apples and it's best not to take any chances. Cause again, they're going to be challenging all these signatures, or a lot of them anyway, in some places. So we need to have a huge overage to get to the 40,000 plus that we need. And we don't want any to be disqualified for whatever reason. That's why some of these thugs are trying to grab the boards, the clipboards, and rip up the signatures. It's really assault is what it is, I think. And I hope the judge will rule at least, you know, there's not going to be any, you know, penalties or anything, but at least he'll give them sternly admonish them and tell them that, you know, that they should not do this, or they should stay 20 feet away or whatever it is. I think that's the best we can hope for in this situation, in this benighted commonwealth. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. How you doing, sir?
Good.
We were down at our Stop and Shop in Weymouth getting signatures.
Yeah.
And I told the people there, I said, listen, I ran for office in 2010. I said, I have a bunch of clipboards, and I tried to show them, said, you know, mark the clipboards, you know, Weymouth, Quincy, this way you don't have to shuffle around.
Right.
And there was counter protesters there, and they were kind of getting into it with me because I was trying to guide people to us, you know, our side. The kid went in and complained, and the store told us to leave. They said, oh, you can't stand here. You have to go over by Walmart.
Ugh.
She goes, it's the law. I said, oh, really? You work for Stop and Shop, and you know that law? I said, I find that fascinating. I says, so I told them, I said, listen, if you want captive audiences, go to the dumps. You need permission at Needham. Go to Wellesley, go to Cohasset, go to Dover. These people are lined up to dump their trash, I said, and you got a captive audience. I try to tell them that.
Yeah, that's where, when I used to go to the dump in Wellesley, I don't go there so much anymore. I just dispose of it now that I live in a condo, but I'd go there. And that's where the paid signature gatherers would always be, in Wellesley. They said it was one of the best places around.
Yeah, Needham was good. I actually ran a guy out of there. I asked him if he goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting signatures. I'm running for sheriff in Norfolk County. I said, what are you doing here? Do you got permission from the town? He goes, I don't need it. I says, oh, yeah, you do. So I called the town. I says, you made me get permission, but this guy doesn't need it. And him and his buddy took off.
I don't know if he was running for sheriff. I don't think sheriff's up this year in Norfolk County.
No, they had... no. This was 2010. I was running against Bilotti.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And the guy's name was McNamee, and he was getting signatures for Bilotti, and I ran him out of there.
All right. Bill, good luck, and thanks for doing this with us. 844-500-4242. Skip, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Skip.
Yes, sir. I'm 84 years old. I was just wondering how many people know the difference between a third world country and a first world country.
Well, I would say a first world country is the way I would say we're losing it is because we're becoming less and less a country that's ruled by laws. You know, a first world country is a nation of laws, not of men. And that's why we have a peaceful, civilized society.
Third world country sends out their raw materials and buys the finished materials back.
Well,
when you're a first world country, you're self-sufficient.
Yeah. We haven't been self-sufficient for a long time. If that's the definition you prefer to use, Skip, then we're definitely a third world country. How did you vote in the poll?
How did I vote?
Third world?
I vote for Trump.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Make America great again. Some people have been saying we were playing some of these cuts about, the FBI has now been busted. They want to go after anyone who's got a Gadsden flag, who's got a Gonzales battle flag, who has a sticker on their back window of their car, SUV saying, or truck saying 2A, you know, and somebody texted in, and I think he's right. He said that all these are just it's window dressing. What they're really after is people in red baseball caps that say MAGA on them. That's the real mark of an insurrectionist as far as the Democrat secret police known as the FBI are concerned. 844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, Howie, I'm all for this petition regarding the licenses for illegals, but was it a petition vote way back when Massachusetts voted for the death penalty, and how did that turn out?
You know, we've lost some of those. You're absolutely right, Ron. I mean, but on the other hand, in 1986, we passed this law, 62F, Section 62F, to return any kind of overages in tax collections to the taxpayers. And it took 34 years, but it's finally kicking in, Ron. You know, and charitable deductions were also approved by the voters and never acted upon. The emergency income tax increase was of 1989. It was supposed to be 18 months. It was repealed by the voters. We said it should go back to 5% where it had been before the so-called emergency. That was in 2000. It was passed with 60% vote. And they didn't lower it back, the income tax rate, to 5% until 2020. But, you know, you can't say that you're not going to do anything because it might get overturned. I mean, if you don't get in the game, you're going to lose for sure. I mean, we have no choice. We gotta do this. And it's a good way to get people interested and involved and make them want to turn out. You know, you have to do in any kind of political campaign, you have to get people to turn out. And if you can get them interested in an issue that they take personally, like I personally take this, and I think hundreds of thousands, if not millions of us in Massachusetts take this personally, we are more likely to get out and cast our ballots for like-minded candidates in November. So this is a way to get people interested in the campaign, no doubt about it. But the bottom line is illegal aliens should not be allowed to get driver's licenses. And these crazy people, I was just going over the affidavits that they filed in this court case. And I've read a lot of them before, but they're all together. It's like 50 pages of statements and emails and texts and photographs taken at the gathering sites. And these nuts that are trying to disrupt the signature gathering, they're all saying, well, you know, this is going to make for safer driving because everyone will be insured. I mean, are they insane? They don't obey any other laws. Why would they get insurance? What makes you think that this is going to make anything different? A lot of these people who are going to be getting driver's licenses if this goes through are the fentanyl dealers. Most of the fentanyl dealers, according to the Boston Police Department, are illegal aliens. This is going to make it easier for them to peddle their poison. Do you want to make them make that even more easy life to give illegal alien fentanyl dealers driver's licenses? I don't think so. And they'll be insured. You know, they just want to follow the law. Well, why didn't they follow the law when they came into the country? You know, are they going to register to vote? I think they're already voting. 844-500-4242. Let's play an ad, the audio from an ad. Dick Cheney has made an ad for his daughter. As you know, she's 20, 30 points behind in the Republican primary for the single congressional seat in Wyoming. The election is, I think, August 16th, the primary election.
I don't think you're ready for this.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, I think I'm ready. Go ahead.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
If there was even the slightest chance she had, it's over now. It is very irritating. I think... Don't go hunting with Dick Cheney. How dare he? He's one of the architects of the deep state with the Patriot Act. Weapons of mass destruction, Dick Cheney. Secure location, Dick Cheney. And now he wants to take out Donald Trump. I am pretty angry about that. But I think this makes it clear that she's going to lose. 844-500-4242. The audacity of him to accuse anyone else of lying. Wow. Uniparty. Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You've seen me nipping on it if you've been watching me on Rumble or Newsmax all day long. So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to just leak out and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acid in your body. This aids in digestion. The energy from food is more effective, brain fog clears up, and that afternoon fatigue will disappear. Balance 7 is the answer. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. No side effects. You're just a sip away from enjoying the food you love with Balance 7. When you wake up in the morning, are your joints stiff? Do you often wonder how bad your body is going to feel as the day goes on? Balance 7 reduces the acid buildup in the body, and in 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older does not have to mean it gets worse. Use Balance 7. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients, works perfectly in harmony with your body, and in just 72 hours, you'll feel the benefits of Balance 7. If you're not satisfied, they offer a money-back guarantee. If you suffer from low-energy heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, you should give Balance 7 a try. It's made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com. That's balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you will save $10 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code Howie. Please don't be stubborn. Order today. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 802 points out that Dick Cheney, more than anything, wanted Scooter Libby, his aide, his loyal minion, to be pardoned because he was framed, basically, for quote-unquote lying about that stupid woman who was claimed to be a CIA agent. She was more like a glorified secretary, Valerie Plame. Remember that? And then it turns out Scooter Libby wasn't even the leak. It was Colin Powell's guy. But Scooter Libby was a lawyer, and he lost his ticket to practice because he was convicted. And Cheney begged Bush, his bosom buddy, to pardon Scooter Libby. And Bush was too stoneless, as you might expect. And guess who pardoned Scooter Libby?
A one Donald John Trump?
Yeah, the guy who's so horrible. The guy that he was excoriating in that stupid ad that you just heard. No good deed goes unpunished. Proven yet again by that minute-long spot. 844-500-4242. 774. Liz had to call Daddy for help. Oh, Daddy, please help me. I'm going to lose. Well, you know what? She'll just move back to Virginia where she went to high school. She wasn't born in Wyoming. She didn't go to school in Wyoming. She just went out there because she thought Daddy used to be the congressman, so I can be the congressman. Ugh. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Good evening. Thank you for taking the phone call, Captain.
Sure. Thank you.
I know it's late. You know, it'll be a great time in American history when we get rid of the Cheneys. You know, just like we've had the Bushes and we've also had the Kennedys. We don't need another royal family.
Yeah, the Bushes are gone. The Bushes are gone as of the runoff in the Texas primary. The Kennedys are gone. Yeah. So this will be another one, another dynasty upended. That's a very good point, Peter. 844-500-4242. Let's play a little bit of this Craig Cope. He was on last night with Jesse Waters. This is the guy, the 80-year-old guy. You've seen the videotape of it. These four thugs pull up. This is in Southern California. And they got the surveillance cameras outside. So he sees this guy jump out with a rifle. And so he picks up his rifle or shotgun, and he's ready to go when the guy comes in. And he shoots him.
Better aim than Dick Cheney.
Much better aim. Much better in a much more tension-filled situation. Cut 27.
There wasn't much time to think about it. It was just the guy pointed the gun directly at me. Then it's him or me.
Cut 28.
They wouldn't do any good to call the local sheriffs. They can't get here that quick. This whole thing, from the time I saw them coming around the side of the building to coming in the door, and what happened, 10 seconds. The actual thing from when he pointed his gun at me, half, three quarters of a second, because I'm not waiting. When you point that gun directly at me and you're that close to me and I see what you're carrying, I'm not waiting.
When seconds count, police are minutes away. Cut 29.
Yeah, you can do what I did, but what you really need to do is put some pressure on the politicians because they got no clue what's really going on out here in the real world. I could start naming names, but there's a whole lot of them that are creating major problems for business owners, but for local law enforcement, they're creating problems for them. I'm sure they go out and risk their lives taking people into custody to see them get let out with no bail. And a lot of these people are career criminals. I'm not talking about the guy that, you know, goofed up one time, made one mistake. I'm talking about the career criminals. They're career criminals. They need to be locked up.
That guy's the same age as Joe Biden. Who would you take in an MCAS test? I'm Howie Carr.